Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. Let me play my intro.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
I'm your super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, and welcome to another installment of Phone Fantasy Radio for the brand new year. Tonight we're playing some awesome music from some indie artists going down. I mean, I got over 30 tracks, so I'm not even going to take up much time. However, I do want to make a few announcements because that's what we got to do. First off, if you are an independent artist and you got a track, whether it's spoken word, R&B, hip-hop, urban, even some pop, even some rock, even some alternative, even some other spoken word artists, R&B, hip-hop, rap, reggae, gospel, if you got it, please, by all means, submit your music to Phone Fantasy Radio, and if I'm digging it, or, you know, if I feel like it's relevant, I will definitely play it. So phonefantasyradio@gmail.com is where to send it. Also, you can visit the website phonefantasyradio.com and click on submit music. I did an awesome show last Tuesday. We had a great show, great turnout. It looked like Blog Talk Radio is on a job. The numbers are going up as far as listening, as far as archives, as far as downloads. I want to thank everybody showing their support, showing their love, and just checking us out because that's all I can ask for you to do. Remember, you can catch us every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, and the call-in number, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Big shout out to those that supported me last year and definitely supported me this year, and they are consistently calling in, always on the line, showing me much love. So big ups to them. Also, on Phone Fantasy Radio, we have a couple of new features. I explained those things on Tuesday. As far as our new features concerned, we have one called the Fantasy Listener. Excuse me. It's called the Fantasy Listener. And we have our first Fantasy Listener for the year 2011, which is such an awesome achievement, you know, the fact that people are willing to help me continue to make this Phone Fantasy Radio, make it the best that it can possibly be. So without further ado, Phone Fantasy Radio is proud to present our first fantasy listener of 2011, Miss Janelle Black, a.k.a. Miss Black. She has donated a full month of service for the Phone Fantasy Lounge. She got a badge. She's on all our links. You can see her face. You know, I make a little flyer for her and everything like that. And you too can become a a fantasy listener and basically get your little face on the flyer and all that other good stuff. And how do you do that, La Crush? Well, it's very simple. Donate to Phone Fantasy Radio of $25 or more, which will cover one of the many, many features and services that Phone Fantasy Radio has, including our online community, the Phone Fantasy Lounge, our live stream that plays 24/7 music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We got that going, maybe some web hosting, because we do have phonefantasyradio.com as well as talent.com. www.phonefancyradio.com, as well as listen.phonefancyradio.com. So, I mean, $25 for Phone Fancy Radio can make it stretch a long way, I should say. Also, Blog Talk Radio. I mean, we have to pay to host and keep things going the way it's going, and right now it's all coming out of my pocket, so I'm very grateful that people find me entertaining, find what I'm doing awesome, and you know, if you can, you don't have to donate $25, you can donate $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, whatever you can spare, it is all welcome. Hit me up, phonefancyradio@gmail.com, for more information, or just visit the website. There's a PayPal button, donate, debit cards, whatever, you know, it's all welcomed here at Phone Fantasy Radio. Another awesome feature that we have on Phone Fantasy Radio that people have either forgotten or don't remember is that I have what you call interplay. And we're all about listener participation here on Phone Fantasy Radio. And if you would like to request your favorite song or send a shout out to your family or your peoples and you know, what, you know, dedications, or you just want to shoot, you know, shoot us a message, the case may be, you can do that by just visiting our website and going to the interplay button. Leave your name, your location, your email. You know, is this a song request or is this a shout-out dedication? And just leave us the information, and we'll definitely have it up and going on Full Fantasy Radio's the following show, depending on when you submit it. That covers it. We're going to get into this awesome song. Like I said, I have a list of stuff I'm going to play, and I definitely want y'all to hear some of this hot stuff. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play my list tonight for Phone Fantasy Radio's playlist. It's basically what I listen to when I'm not on Phone Fantasy Radio. You know, this is how my playlist goes. You know, I have a bunch of indie artists, you know, and that's why I don't listen to phone regular radio anymore. I don't listen to commercial radio. I don't even own a radio anymore. So, you know, this is how it goes, man. If unless somebody tells me, or I done heard it somewhere online, you know, or I'm listening to my own live stream, I don't, you know, that this is how I do. So I'm basically give y'all a glimpse of how my MP3 player is going right now. And, you know, I hope y'all enjoy it. So right now, I check this brother show out every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. He is an awesome host of Verbal Ink Midday Fix. Awesome show, spoken word artist. His name is Eric Moore, and here go his song called his song off his album Church, and more information coming on him soon.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with your strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to be teaching the truth to these people. Let's go! See me clearly in 3D, now you get baptized. Tonight, the verbal trinity will be one mic, one crowd, and me. Eric Moore, the poetic Baptist, here to practice to preach the gospel of the streets. Let those without sin be the first to pay attention to a life composed of heartache and strife. No stones will be cast. My first verse will be the last. Words heard, the resurrection for those who don't principle as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah, I know the temptation is strong. And yes, baby, I know that man did you wrong. And two, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go. You got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real. Just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers and the generation's revolutionary. And strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry.
Look at me.
Make no mistake, I'm not a poet. I was not sitting here to feed you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I'm that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made every beat for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment. Gave spite to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love because they realize that on any life, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same light. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and blessed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my verse. This is not poetry. I am not worthless. This ain't spoken words. Yo, this is church. It's church. It's church. It's church.
It's church.
Get your drink on. I'm so luscious. This is my honey, come and touch it. If you want to say every doctor, keep on drooling. On your flesh, me, I ain't fooling. I'm a queen, lick me, drop me, like a ice cream. I'm so icy, rocky, bro, chocolate, icy. I taste so good, fellas like me. They all want it, try to watch me. But their chances fall in love me, cause I'm sexy. I'm a diva, talking sexy. I'm your speaker, got the wrestling. Oh my dear, that's the speaking, can I hear it? Sorry, homie, I ain't with it. I'm just chilling, drinking, sipping. Get your dance on, get your freak on. Party all night, get your drink on. Get your drink on. Get your dance on, get your freak on. Party all night, get your drink on. Get your drink on. Get your drink on.
Welcome back to Soul Fantasy Radio. I had to jump in on that one right there. Sugar Mama, right. Okay, we start off the segment with your boy Eric Moore and his spoken word piece called Church. excuse me. You can catch Eric Moore every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at noon right here on Blog Talk Radio. Just look up Verbal Inc. He also have a CD out. He got actually two CDs out, but you know, his newest one, Beyond the Stage. It's just awesome. His work is awesome. He's on point with it. He's, like I said, he's very down to earth, very real brother. He's going to show us love, stop by every now and then. So big shout out to Mr. Moore, Verbal Inc., the Mix Day Fix. There we go. Oh, my goodness. We also played Chanel, a.k.a. CC, featuring Mike Mack, Get Your Drink On. I like that. I'm like a little party song, like, ow. And then I finished it off with G-Mo, with Sugar Mama. And they all independent artists. We're going to be playing all indie music all night. I got some more spoken word artists. I got some more hip-hop. I got some more people that you may have heard right here on our show. They come by, they stop through, they show love. So big ups to them. Once again, support your independent artists. Support these artists. If you're feeling the song, if you're digging the song, you can always hit me up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com and say, LaCrush, who did you play? Because that song is stuck in my head, and I want to know more information about it. And you can also, like I said, go search online. First guy was Eric Moore, E-R-Y-K-M-O-O-R-E. We played Mike Mack, a.k.a. Chanel, CC. You could catch them on Reverb, and also G-Mo, M-O, with Sugar Mama. So y'all need to Google these people, Bing these people, hit me up, and I'll try to get the information for you so you can go ahead and support these indie artists. Tonight we do have a topic, but I'm about to go on a little rant because that's what people say I be doing. They say I be doing a little ranting, so I'm about to go on a little tangent just a bit before we get into tonight's topic. Okay, so y'all tuned into the show Tuesday. If you haven't checked it out, you need to definitely go ahead and check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. Now, on Tuesday's show, it was basically about New Year, New Rules. And I shared with y'all the three top new rules that I'm going to try to implement into my life as far as the dating and the relationship scene goes, right? Now, that show was awesome. Like I said, the numbers are moving up. People heard it. People know about it, you know. And if you like your girl, you're on my Facebook page, and you already know my tangents. You already know what's going on. I expressed those to you before I expressed those to anybody else, right? All right. So I'm chilling, minding my own business, okay, and you know, a young man hits me up. Now, let me tell y'all a little bit about the young man that hit me up. Now, it was two of them, actually. But the first guy, there is a little history, you get what I'm saying? I have talked to him before. He has, you know, we have not met face-to-face, but I have talked to him on the phone, and he's a swinger. You know, he's a fellow swinger. I'm a swinger. We just haven't been able to cross paths as such, right? All right. So yeah, I know I put the status message up, and I was like, hey ladies, da 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 da, whatever. Since the rules that I posted, to me it just seemed like men are just some straight disrespect. Okay. I mean, rudeness, disrespectful. I mean, it's like, to them, they didn't see new rules equal, New Year equal new rules. they seen new year equal a new set of balls, because they just been coming out of left field with straight bullshit. And I have to say that again, with straight bullshit. And I, you know, last night I was chilling, like I said, minding my own business, and this person popped up out of the blue. He was like, hey. I was like, hey. He said, how you doing? I'm, you know, good. I give him, you know, the one word answer thing, cause that's how I do, like, you know, Facebook chat. He was like, you're very beautiful. I said, thank you. He said, are you busy tomorrow? I said, why? He said, maybe we can finally meet face to face. I said, he was like, is that okay? I said, well, where do you want to meet and when? Like, okay, fine. Where do you want to meet and when? He says, not sure. I said, well, Thursdays are really not good for me anyway, because I do Phone Fantasy Radio, right? I'm here on Thursday, so I'm not going to go out and then have to rush back. And then, no, I normally try to leave the days open so I can do whatever it is I need to do, prepare before the show. All right? So I said, nah, Thursday's not good anyway. I was like, you know, maybe we can meet next week. I'm more flexible. And I was like, you know, he was like, okay, we can meet next week. And I was like, all right, well, just give me a call. He was like, okay, cool, right? I was like, all right, we'll make plans. We'll go get something to eat or something, right? Now, this is the conversation, people. As I'm talking to you, I copied and pasted it and saved it because I just wanted to share this with y'all. It baffled me. It stumped me. I was lost for fucking words on some really, really reckless shit. Really, really reckless. Okay, so they're like, okay, cool. So I'm thinking that's the end of the conversation. You know, we'll make plans. Da-da-da-da. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, all right. He was like, can I be honest about something? I'm like, sure, mind you, left field people, left field. He said, I find you very desirable. I was like, okay, right, okay. And he's like, I do wish, now I'm going to read this quote, people, it's quote, because I copied and pasted. I find you very desirable, me, okay, him, and I do wish I could have the opportunity to please you with some serious oral work. I just want to make you feel good, even if that's all we do. Now, at first, like I said, I was stumped. I was, what? Like, it was a straight brick wall, right? Then, as I kept reading it over and over and over again, because, like I said, I was cross-eyed looking at this, I started to get angry. I started to get upset, like, giving him the whole, really, dude? Like, what? Like, just, like, oh, I don't even know. However, I made the status on my Facebook page. I let people know, like, this is the conversation I'm having right now. And I responded, okay? And my being hypocritical, because just yesterday, Thursday, Tuesday, however, I said, be honest about your intentions. He was honest, right? But however, I still feel turned off about the whole situation. Do we have to put all our cards on the table at once? Couldn't he have wined and dined me for one night, or, you know, and just let me, get used to him, get trust him, get to know him, and let me feel good about him before he fling his shit at me? Like, that, and that's a show topic, you know, like, that was my show topic. I put show topic there. That's going to be a show topic. We may even continue this conversation next week, right? Because this is just some... Okay, whatever. I'm going. Let me finish to say what I was saying. All right. So he was waiting. I posted those two while he was waiting, man. Mind you, while he was waiting all this time, I posted these two messages. Right. Okay. The conversation continues. Why? I don't really know why. Like, now that I'm reading it and I'm thinking about it and I'm discussing it, I think, like, you know, I think it's because I knew of this person. You know, like I said, we talked on the phone hell of a many times. You know, he talked to me about situations. I talked to him about situations. And you know, wait, there's more to it. So whatever. The conversation goes like this. He says, are you still with me? I'm not with you, but I'm still here. laugh out loud. So do you see what I, did you see what I said? Yep. Like now I'm just tight. So I'm not even like I said, I would have to roll in my eyes, all types of shit. So I'm not even really trying to hit him up, but he's like, can you share your thoughts? I said, so this is why you want to meet me? He said, no, we could talk about things, but I wanted to be honest with you. And I was like, that just didn't sound convincing. The way I'm reading it, the way I'm reading it is the way I perceived it. And mind you, this is just typing. These are just words. But the way I'm reading it is the way I perceived it. Okay, and I was like, that don't sound convincing at all. He said, I won't lie. If you give me the chance, I will take it. I thought about this for a while. I really just want to please you. I said, well, that isn't how to go about showing you want to please me. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's one thing for you want to please me. It's another thing for you want to just fuck me. Now, this is how I feel. This is what I said. And because this is what the first thing that, like I said, this is the first thing that came to mind. He's like, no need to, and I was like, no need to be sorry. You know, just check yourself, basically. He said, I didn't say fuck. What? I was like, what? Did I miss something? Then I put that too. It's like, oh yeah? Did I miss something? What did you say? Like, what? He said, I only want to taste you. Anything else is totally up to you. And I was like, well, I don't know about y'all. Maybe I like it once again. Maybe I'm wrong. Men, y'all could call in. Y'all could press one. And y'all could definitely show me. Y'all could definitely put me on. But I told him, I said, well, fuck includes all of the above. Like sex, fucking, however you want to call it, it's everything, licking, sucking, touching, kissing, hugging, everything under the sun if you're trying to be intimate with that person. Am I wrong? I mean, that's my whole situation. But anyway, he said he only want to taste me. Anything else is up to me. He said, well, I was only talking oral. If I deserve, mind you, I'm putting this emphasis on this because this is how I read it. If I deserve more, you'll tell me. What? Really, dude? And I was like, deserve? He said, yes, if you feel I deserve the honor to have more of you, well, tell me. And that's all I was asking for. And at that point, at that very moment, I just stopped talking. I didn't respond back. I was so confused and so thrown at the whole conversation that it was just like, bah. I just literally got up and just walked away from the computer. And, you know, and so many questions and feelings, and I was just overwhelmed, folks. That's why I'm expressing this to Phone Fantasy Radio, because this is basically an extension of what we was talking about on Tuesday. And, I mean, I didn't go off on him, which was my first mind to do. Like, you know, nigga, no, I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I felt like there was another way of handling it, but I was so thrown off, so confused about the whole situation that I didn't even have, you know, okay, well, he's a fellow swinger. Okay, I get that. You get what I'm saying? We've had casual conversations before. He's trying to go down that road, but, you know, I don't get on that bus. I'm like, yeah, whatever, but, yeah, how the party doing? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? So, now, this just transpired. I try to be fair and take into consideration the fact that I'm open about my sexuality. I'm open about sex. I talk about sex. I put my little foot in my mouth sometimes, you know, and like I'm doing right now, you know. I'm open about my sex. So sometimes, you know, some people may perceive that or whatever. However, at this point, I feel like that was just straight disrespectful and rude and reckless, okay? It left a very bad taste in my mouth, I'll be honest. I'm not impressed by it. I'm the impression on my mind about this fella has definitely dropped. And the reason why it was so disrespectful, rude, and reckless, people, I'm going to put this on here, then I'm going to go to the call lines, was this man is when I first started talking to him. He was married. Right. So I don't know if he is now or if he was, but however, as far as I know, as far as when I met him and I see him and I speak to him, this is on my mind. He was married. He's married. He got a wife. Okay, folks, so on that note, like I said, on that note, I'm going to go to the call lines, and I'm going to see what some folks got to say about my little dilemma. And right now, we're going to start off with John. Hey, John from Ohio, because I know that's you.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, John?
All right,
John. You heard my rant. You heard my story. What's your take on it? What's your take on what I just said? From a man's perspective.
I have to say it's really really more of a dude's thing than a woman, you know. At least that's what I think.
Okay. All right, so now, let me explain to y'all the kicker, okay? Now, the kicker is that every dude that hit me up with the such recklessness, as you will, or wicked tone, or whatever the case may be, is over the age of 30.
Damn.
Right. And then that's what's killing me about this whole situation. I mean, if he was younger than 30, would it have made a difference? It may have not, but I would have understood because okay, this man ain't got any experience under his belt. That's what I would have said. You know, he ain't got no experience under his belt, and when they're young like that, they do get reckless with the lips, you know. So I can understand that. Then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, you know, it's not acceptable, first of all. If you see me in the street, now I know, like I'm saying, you've been having sex or you've been doing you, even if you was a swinger, not a swinger. This is just going out there in general. Like, you've been doing you, having sex, being intimate with women for the last 15, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, right? Mm. Now, in that 10, 15, 20, 25 years, I know for a fact, okay? I know this for a fact. You never, ever, 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 ever in your life walked up to a woman, said, hey, my name is John. I like your look. Can we fuck? You've never done that.
Hell no.
Like, that's
hell
never happened, you know, and you get pussy off of that, you know what I mean? Like, that never happened, and then she turned around and fucked you. That's never, ever, 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 ever happened.
No, hell no.
And I'm not even saying just John, just use an example, but I'm just saying, in my opinion, this has never happened, and if you told me that it happened, I don't believe shit that come out your mouth. You get what I'm saying? That's just me. That's just me. That's my thought, and that's how I feel about it. Okay.
Right.
But this is, like I said, this is not the only conversation I've had. I've also had another one. Like right after I posted all that, like he was married, I posted this status. I said, "How can one man make one woman hate all men?" You know, that was, you know, R. Kelly. You know, he had that song out, A Kiss May Be. And that right there is an instance of how that can happen. Like, a man can just give a woman such disrespect, such rudeness, such recklessness that at that very moment or at that very time that it's all men. It's not just some men. You get what I'm saying? You feel like when you feeling wicked and when you feeling mad and when you feeling angry and you feeling very overwhelmed because the feeling is just so much, everybody goes under that umbrella. You know, so, and that's a response to what Dre said That's what Dre said in the chat room. He said, whoa, slow your roll. Say some men are disrespectful. All right? Yeah. So that's what I mean, Dre, when I say men are disrespectful. My thing is that this is my disclaimer. Let me, and I should have said this in the beginning. The things that I'm saying are to those that know that know that they're being disrespectful, that know that they're being rude, and know that they are basically out of line. You get what I'm saying? And this is not, and if that's not you, and if this does not apply to you, let it fly. Then I'm not talking to you. Don't feel no type of way. You get what I'm saying? Because as far as I know, this when we on this radio show, when we're on this radio show, we're grown. That's the key. We are all adults. Everybody should listen, be at least 18 and over. And on that note, I feel like we're grown. So there's certain shit you just don't have to butter up. You don't have to go around. I can speak freely. I can speak my mind, and you not take it personally. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, all right, Dre, I see it. He's in the chat room. He's like, he will not pay for that fucker's mistake. I guess that's what he wrote. I don't know. It blocked out. Was that fucker you put in? He would not pay for blanker's mistakes. Now, understandable, Dre. You know, you have the right to feel that way. But I'm just letting you know at the very moment how I felt about the whole situation. All right, John, I'm going to go ahead, get into this next play set, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have some more conversation. So you hold on, John. I'm going to put you back on mute. I see you 973. I'm going to bring you back on. If y'all like to call in and comment on everything or anything I just said, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. We got an hour, 18 minutes, and right now I'm going to get into some Betsy Hughes, Live Your Dream, another spoken word artist, Hotness, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk.
Live your dream. Live your dream. Dream small.
Dream small.
Dream large.
Dream large.
Dream.
Just dream.
Dream real.
Dream real.
Dream life.
Dream life.
And believe.
And believe.
Don't fall.
Don't fall.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't lose yourself.
Don't lose
believe
yourself.
Your dream.
Believe.
Realize you need to want. You need to feel.
You need to feel.
Think it and just believe.
Just believe.
Dream.
Dream.
Dream that you can make it.
Dream.
Dream real.
Dream.
Believe it real.
Believe
make
real.
It real.
Make it
don't
real.
Dream. Just do it.
Just do it.
Believe you can.
Believe.
Just believe and live.
Believe in yourself.
Live your dream.
You can
live
do it.
Your life.
Live your life.
Live your life.
Live.
Dream to come true.
Live your life.
Black and white issues, so we still segregated. But I keep my views separated. It could all be so simple, but ignorance is complicated. I know you hate it when I spit the truth, cause all we hear about is money, bitches in the coop. Mentally I cruise, flow is elevated, mandated, cause he's slow, so outdated. A young mind still trying to make it, but distracted by sex, heads, and big faces. Women's the basis, living for no reason. If Dr. King was a nigga, he'd still be breathing.
Ooh, don't say the best thing for life will be.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all blessings.
Yeah,
yeah, for me.
Ooh, don't say the best thing for me. Let's take 2 moments for silence. One for religion and the other for politics. But damn, we need 3 for the violence. The hatred in our nature, and everybody's wildest. The last profiling, every picture smiling. Just like the 6 for the powerful and rich. And what about the war that benefits real the men, but they don't get shit. Except for the press or mentally insane. If you go away, change, how can you come back the same? You playing, but your focus ain't the game. You're in it to conquer while I'm in it to reign. My reign's buried, lyrically I'm buried. You can't rush creativity, so I don't hurry. My vision's blurry, focus on my movement. Like the Nike slogan, I just do it.
Ooh, the day the best thing that I hope for me.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, pay for all blessings.
Time is running out, we're going to die from trouble again. So what are you all about here?
I'm so cool, I'm glued to the ring. And you a 10. I can tell you cool for never use you a 10. Them dudes, they pretend. My diamond chain shoes for the mood I am in. View what I view through a Cartier lens. Shoes that I am in are big shoes to fill. Even though I'm top 10, I still move like so ill. I have, there is no vaccination. And I'm been still in a to your favorite rapper. I ain't been had a kick me high. I ain't well equipped with it. The key was it don't smoke too much. I never leave without my
take a picture, I'm famous. You need to smart. Take a picture, I'm famous. Is that your boyfriend? Take a picture, I'm famous. I say my oh yeah, take a picture, I'm famous. 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 Take a picture, I'm famous.
You ain't talking about money, I don't know what you were talking about. I talk a good game, so you niggas get to talk him out. But if that boy talking loud, the coroner gonna chalk him out. Talk about nothing at all, then I am walking out. I'm back where I left off. They say his swag is dead, but they can kill fresh off. Is he the freshest? All I hear is yes is. Never saw a line, yet I never saw a check list. giveth me, it should be a sin to be this fly like I ride in the wind. My wingspan wide, I am flyer than them. I fly higher, I don't need tires and rims. I'm like Mick Jagger with a six wagon, and that bottle got me leaning like six after. When I get plastered, I might gift wrap you. I might get action, but don't get action.
Take a picture, I'm famous. 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 Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday to tomorrow.
To the show, it's your girl, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. Wicked, wicked, wickedness. That's all I'm saying is wickedness. I'm feeling wicked, I guess, you know. Listen, Dre in the chat room is feeling some type of way, y'all. He's feeling some type of way. out of everything I just said, he is feeling some type of way, y'all. He's telling me, you know, like, you know, he said, he goes, 2011, and I see y'all still with that old men are bullshit. And I try to explain to him in the best terminology that I can. I said, that is not true, Dre. However, when you are feeling overwhelmed with an emotion at that in a particular time, everyone in that cipher feels your wrath. And this is true. This is even true as even as far as the freaking court of law. You know, where you think they get temporary insanity from? At that very moment, you know what I'm saying? And you know, people black out. Where you get that come from? You know, this is it. Or people forget at a particular time, a particular like 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever. It like that. Their minds. There's no gray. There's no, oh, this is not old men. You know what I'm saying? In their minds, this is, you know, it's black or white. You get what I'm saying? When they're in an emotional state of confusion, there's no gray area. It's just black or white. If you at work and your boss made you mad, you don't say, I hate that fucker. You say, I hate white people. You get what I'm saying? That particular point, that's what they say. If you have an altercation with somebody, or you're talking to somebody at that particular moment, it's not, oh, I hate you. No, it's I hate all women. All y'all, just like how you just categorize all of us, like all y'all, you see, 2011, all y'all some all men are bullshit, but you just did it about all women. I'm not representing all women. I'm representing how I felt. And then there, the whole conversation, I said me. I didn't say nobody else. I said the word I. I didn't say all women. I didn't say all that, case may be. And then that's when I said what I said before we went to break. However, welcome back to the show. And I think that's another show topic, I guess. He says he feels sorry for those that do, but that wouldn't be him. He don't care how angry or pissed he gets. He's not labeling anyone. He don't get in that state. Okay, well, you know, that's something personal for you, Dre. Everybody is not like that, you know. If it was, it'd be a perfect world. However, moving on right along, folks, and you know what, Dre, I'm glad you said that, because the second part that I thought, you know, that I was about to get into for you before I went over to that, the second part of the situation is I did not label all men. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say all men are, you know, in instance as, you know, I feel like all men are assholes or being reckless or being disrespectful. I don't feel like that. And to prove it, I actually started another conversation with somebody that hit me up. You get what I'm saying? Because if I felt as I did during that first conversation, I wouldn't be talking to any man. Don't care who you are, what you are, how you hit me up. You would all been getting straight attitude. Right? But that's not what happened, right? I started another conversation, right? I didn't just stop there, okay? I'm going to tell y'all how the second conversation goes, folks. He says, good morning. I says, howdy. You know, that's how I respond, howdy. He says, love your pick and your radio show. Wanted to tell you that. I said, thank you. Appreciate that, and I also needed to hear that, right? He said, I don't know how, but I would love to meet you. I would love to meet with you. I said, oh. He said, yep. I said, what would you like to do? I don't know why I asked. This fool, I said, this fool types, fuck you. What? I'm like, wow, goodbye. I'm definitely not interested in that. Enjoy your day. And then he goes, what did I say so wrong? What? Right. See, Dre, this is what I'm talking about. And then I had to explain to her, it's not what you said, folks, it's how you say it. I mean, I can understand, like I said, once again, I take into consideration that, whatever it is, the internet, blah, blah, blah. I understand all that. You know, I understand you're sexually attracted to me. I understand that. I take all this into consideration. But what happened to finessing your approach? I mean, no finesse. That's not a good look. And we in 2011? Come on. And I'm 30? I mean, I can understand if I was 16, 18, 20, 21. But I get better pickup lines, or if you will, from guys 26, 25, 24, 23 than I do from these dudes that are all over the age of 30. And I swear on everything I love, all this is after I posted everything I posted on my Facebook page. So now it's like, really, dude? And I told him, it's 2011, you got to come better than that. He responds, I just figured we could help each other out. So is there any way I could hit that? Now, that's when I made the posting. Now, I didn't sleep. I was up all night, and as I was typing this posting, I started to fall asleep. I was finally getting into my sleep mode, and I was like, really, dude? So that, and then I told people that's what happened. And I told them there's another note up there, and it was just straight, and that's why I said I was being straight. Men was just being straight, disrespectful, rude, and reckless. And leave a comment. I mean, you can read all this stuff. Like I said, I copied and pasted these conversations, and I saved them, and I wrote a note about it on the Facebook page. So y'all can hit me up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/LAHearts. That's LAHEARTS. And check out my notes, man. I really do got to read my, like, I really, this is really what was been baffling me. And so I couldn't even get into tonight's topic. We're already into the second hour. Matter of fact, it's actually 10 o'clock on the dot. We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio, a La Crush Heart rant, if you will. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and hit the 973 because he's a brother that's always on point, and he definitely keep it real. What's up, in Saint Germain?
I'm going to keep it real. When I was 14 and 16, see, I hung around the older crowd. I don't act my age. I act over my age. I was 16 and 17. I was hanging around the male and female 25 and 30. They have no game, number one. They have no game.
Cool.
And you heard of shut up while your dog's ahead, keep your mouth shut while you're ahead, that's number one. After you say, man, I take you on a date and you get that word yes, you shut up. Everything is trust. And then the second thing is, if she want to give you something, she got to give you something. You never open up your mouth to sex. Never, 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 never. They don't have no game. They're old fools. That's all.
Is it really no game? Or is it just straight? To me, I feel like it's not even game. It is just straight disrespect. You know what I mean? Like, there was no finesse in what you was doing. There was no, hey, Ma, you've been running through my mind all day. I know you're tired. There was none of that. You know what I mean? It was just straight. And I'm like, okay, now, do I take this seriously? Because this is just, Facebook, okay? Or this is just the internet? And my thing on top of that is, fuck that. You get what I'm saying? This is it. Like, there's no excuse. There is no excuse at all. There's no excuse at all to be disrespectful and rude to a person, regardless of if they're on the internet, regardless if you're talking on the phone, regardless if you never met them before. You don't just, like I said, you don't ever, ever, ever just walk up into a grocery store and see somebody with a fat ass and say, girl, your ass is fat and I want to stick my dick in your booty hole. You don't do that. That's just certain stuff you don't do. You get what I mean? Just certain stuff you just don't do. So am I overreacting? Like,
no, you doing right. You get smacked up for that.
Right. So, I mean, why should I have to take that? Or if I'm not going to let somebody in my face tell me something like that, why is it a right for him to tell me that online?
I don't know. And the other one, you saying the other one, he need to go home and talk to his wife how to get a pickup line. You said he married, had his wife
right,
told him how to get a pickup
married.
Line.
That, I mean, regardless of his, so, but my thing is this. And that's what I want people to understand is that when I met this fella, he told me off the bat, he kept it real. He's like, listen, I'm married, I'm a swinger, I do parties, ba, ba, ba. You know, that was the conversation. I never said, oh, I would love to put my pussy on your lips and all that other stuff. I didn't talk like that with this person. It's understandable if I talked like that with that person. You know what I'm saying? And even then, I still don't expect that. You know what I mean? But I can understand if that's what I was doing, but I really wasn't doing that. You know, I really, really, really did not do that. It wasn't a phone sex. It was nothing like that, folks. It was just really awesome. And in my eyes, it was just really awesome casual stuff. Yeah, he hinted and showed that he was interested. But, I mean, shit, I'm the super fluffy flirt. I understand this. Do you know? I mean, who can blame you, right?
Yeah.
Who can blame you? I mean, duh, I'm awesome. However, I don't want to be, and I shouldn't have to be. And this, all these emotions that I'm expressing to y'all tonight, I end up writing two long-ass notes, and I'm going to actually, I said this earlier this year, I'm definitely trying to get it together. I want to start my own blog, and it's going to be my memoirs blog, and I'm just going to, and it's going to be a place where I can vent, rant, and just talk about topics like such as this and you know, get opinions, share advice, all that good stuff. So I'm going to work on this website, and I want to have it up and running this year, you know. That, you know, you got to upgrade, I guess, in 2011, and that is just something that needs to be done. So,
yeah.
And you know, it's like now it's no longer, you know, I don't know how to approach a woman. It's just, it was just straight, you know, I don't know, Jermaine. I felt
you,
so.
I'm going to tell you my problem as a man, even if it was my wife, I worry about the older crowd. I don't ask for sex. I have a problem like that. When I ask for, like, if it's my woman or something, if any woman that knows me, when I ask for sex, I get mad and get angry. And I start throwing fits. If you know me, that's what I'm asking for, but I'm not asking for it, like, in a way to disrespect you like those guys are doing, because that's what they're doing, disrespecting you.
Right. And but then they hit you with the, what did I say wrong? What? Honestly?
They know what they said wrong because they wouldn't never said that.
Right. It wouldn't even went down like that. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. I really, really, really don't get it. And I heard, and then as I wrote this and as I was surfing, somebody posted something. I'm going to play it for y'all so y'all can hear it. This song is so fitting. It's so fitting, and when I heard the song, I was like, that right there, that is peace right there. That is on point. Hit the it just hit the nail on the head. That right there was peace right there. It was like, it was just meant for me to talk about this topic today. I don't know if I'm lost for words. Like I said, I was overwhelmed. I was confused. My eyes was crossing when I heard all this. It was just like, what?
But if a woman wants to give it to you, she's going to give it to you.
Huh?
You know, you never bring that. Me, I'm like, I play a woman with her own game. Number one,
mm-hmm.
I'm not having sex with no woman on the first day. Number two, mm-hmm. I never ask, because if a woman going to give it to you, she's going to give it to you. She's
right.
Going to one of them days, especially if it's like she asks you to come by every day, she's trying to catch you on one of them days. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she has you come in. Just keep your mouth shut. Play the game alone. Play along with her. Sit beside. Get the trust in there. Trust is the best thing. Let her walk around the house naked and stuff. Let her feel comfortable. Guys, do that. Man, that's the bomb right there. You let her walk around the house naked and feel comfortable. Don't touch. Don't even look like her. Act like she ain't even around. Oh, shit. You really want to know what she's going to do tomorrow when you come by. I just dropped my own clip. I was one on one.
Is that what it is? Like that's a whole nother topic too. But on that note, Jermaine, I'm gonna go ahead. I want to play this piece, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna continue the conversation. But I definitely want people to hear this right here. This is something that came across. Somebody posted this on Facebook, and it's called WorldStarHipHop.com. And this is a Airfare, Facebook fraud.
This is
Airfare,
pop.
It's a Facebook user and it's a real you. You a Facebook fraud. A Facebook fraud. He just a corny dude. She just a dizzy bra.
You late. You late. You log in and change. Inboxing these dames acting like you got some game. It's a shame.
It's a shame.
You really need to quit. Money from your whole check and your profile pic. You ain't even pay rent. But you bothering your set. We all know you whack. Taking pics with celebrities like you kick it in Beverly Hills. You ain't left your hometown in years. Local rappers say they got a deal, so they moved to Cali. And his status, he just made a meal. Party at his mansion, he forgot mama up the block. And when we go ahead, he got a job, moved in with his pop. Living extra every year. Just up, fat girls the best up. Why they only post up pictures from the neck up? They lie Facebook and change the whole world. Cockiness with Bible scripture. I am 607. Don't care how you feel. I'm gonna say what you say, then I'm gonna say how it is. No info private, you watch what you share. In real life, your haters are invisible. Who cares? You said no weapon formed against you shall prosper, but no weapon was formed in the first place. Imposter, you got to be kidding, not living at all. Facebook is prison, you touch rights on walls. Chat boxes, like buttons, blue and white screens.
Get psyched up to do what I do. I don't wait for no big debate. Straight out the gate, it's fuck you.
Grandiose delusions. Let your family know you losing. What you think you proving? Who you think you fooling?
You a Facebook fraud. A Facebook fraud. You think you super clever? We don't think so at all. You a Facebook fraud. A Facebook fraud. He just a corny dude. She just a dizzy.
Broad.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I cannot say that was not on point. And Saint Germain, what you think about that song right there?
I like that. Did you say it's a bunch of Facebook frauds on there?
Right. Like, come on, sir. You know you don't do that in the street. So why do that on Facebook? So that song just came and it just topped. And I'm like, if that's not the theme for the week, I don't know what is. That right there just hit it the nail. The head on the nail, the nail on the head. Yeah, right, that way. Oh, my goodness. You can catch out their whole album, Geeks Gone Wild. That's the name of the album, Airfare, Geeks Gone Wild. That's G33KSGON3. WILD, and their name is Airfare, EARFEAR. So Airfare, that's who they are, Geeks Going Wild. It's just, it was just crazy. I'm like, what? Where did I do that at? I didn't like that at all. Did not like that at all. But the album's on sale right now for $10, but you also buy the singles, I believe, are like $1.99. I mean, 99 cents. Okay. That song right there, they have down for free. So y'all can download that if you feel like that's something that fits you, you know, all that good stuff. But anyway. All right. I don't know where the night went. I don't know where the night went. It's already, it's only 45 minutes left on the clizzot. Call us up, 347-989-0767. You can share your thoughts and things like that. Like I said, it's just amazing, man. It's just amazing. And then the topper, it's only the first week. It's only not even full 7 days. It's only been 6 days of 2011. They was less tame last year than they are this year. I don't know.
It's fine. They better look around. They're going to be saying 2012 before you know it. The first week is almost gone tomorrow, Friday.
Right. But, I mean, really, I was like, listen, I will delete Phone Fantasy Radio. I will delete LaCrush Hearts. I will delete all of the above. I will delete any pictures I could possibly find, any videos I could possibly find. I will delete YouTube, Facebook. I will delete the freaking internet, okay, if this is how the whole year is going to go, because this is just straight bullshit. This is not even a little bit of bullshit. This right here is straight bullshit.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Then, like I said, and then on top of that, that wasn't even my first encounter. I told y'all this on Tuesday. That wasn't even the first encounter, but the fact that this happened today, you know, I explained that on Tuesday. What made me post the status that I put on there and such, and once I put that status up there, the guy hit me up. Okay. And
that's what makes them think they can disrespect you. When you put status like that, they think they can do it, so they try.
But that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't think that you can disrespect. No, that's not an excuse. I'm not going to accept that one either. You get what I'm saying? Just because I wrote about, like, we grown. Once again, like I said, everybody on my Facebook page is grown. As far as I know, half of them should be married. You know, or have a girlfriend, or as they put, like I said, as they put on their Facebook page, they get pussy, you know, like ain't nobody hard up on my shit. This nigga hit me up and said, hey, LaCrush, how you doing, babe? I want to show you something, but don't want you upset. I don't want to upset you or scare you away. I will not come quick for you, laugh out loud. And he put a little heart. When did that become cute? When did that become acceptable, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, when did I say post that? Like, when was my status message an invitation? How was my status message an invitation? Like,
You were talking to the ladies, weren't you?
Exactly.
And not one time in that
300 and something character little status message that I say, I'm looking for this, I want this, this is what I'm looking for. Not one time did I say that, you know, and I got so frustrated and mad today, and I hate to put this up there, you get what I'm saying? I hate to put it up there because, you know, then those guys that are not assholes, that are not, you know, on the bullshit, that are just cool and down to earth and witty and know how to be a gentleman, those guys come to your page or see what you wrote, and they feel like, oh, you want some man bashing, and I'm really not. I'm not trying to bash men or anything, you know. And then I had to really scream it on my page. If you haven't gotten the memo, I am not interested in your sex. I don't want you to fuck me, lick me, taste me, feel me, or anything of the sorts. I'm not interested in your size. I'm not interested in the color of it. I'm not interested in no pics. I'm not interested in your penis. It's only the first week of 2011, and it's like I said, new year equals new set of balls. I don't know. Like, all these dudes are being reckless, disrespectful, and rude. So my whole topic just changed for tonight. It's no longer who fault is it. Tonight's topic is new year equals a new set of balls, but I don't appreciate it. I really don't. I don't appreciate the wickedness. I don't appreciate being like you, like they really ruffled my feathers. Like, and I hate to take this and just run with it, but where they do that at? Shout out to Chris and Company. Yes, Chris, he's like, I came into the chat room and I heard penis. Right, Chris. And like I said, tonight it's just being so wicked. I'm just feeling wicked, Chris. So to recap, I was sharing my. I made a note on my Facebook page. If y'all haven't added me as a friend, please add me as a friend. The name is LaCrush Hearts, facebook.com/LA Hearts. I put a reckless convo on Facebook. Two instances, three in total this week, but two in the last 24-hour span after my show. New Year equal new rules. These gentlemen came to me on some straight disrespectful, you know, and it pissed me off, and I look like a raging maniac on my Facebook page, or even right now, y'all thinking I'm man bashing, I'm trying to beat up on men, I'm doing all this other stuff, and I'm really not, you know what I mean, I'm really not, but I really do, he really did ruffle my feathers, so to speak. It was just crazy, and that's what we're talking about. And it got to the point where I had to just change my whole chat topic. So now I got to go back through all my internet and change the whole chat topic, because we didn't even get to the original chat topic. Who saw it anyway? I'm gonna have to save that for Monday. For next Tuesday, we'll be back on air at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. I got to say that for next Tuesday. Mr. Chris, if you can, please call in. Let people know about your show and stuff like that. And I'd love to get your two cents on the situation. Hopefully, though, you can check out the archives and hear the whole full aspect. You're on my Facebook. You know, check out the Facebook postage that I'm talking about. And you know, I try to detail it as much as possible so people can understand that I'm not, like I said once again, I'm not man bashing. I love men. I love penis. I love sex. I do love these things, yes, but at the same token, I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up there and let these men continue to disrespect me. I'm like once again, like I said, I am not 16, 17, 18, ooh, 21. Nigga, ooh, I'm 30. And it's like I turned 30 and they got worse. They got worse. I'm gonna use it. I know that's not a word, y'all, but I'm gonna use it anyway. They got worse.
I just feel bad you saying that 30, because most people hear me. I got a boy 52 years old call me for advice about a woman. I'm 36 and he be calling me.
Right. I can understand that. But what I'm saying is, though, it's just like the disrespect. I don't know, maybe because I'm getting older, I'm just not, my tolerance level is going down. Is that what it is? Am I not just tolerating it? Am I not patient? And this is the whole new year just had me thinking about a whole lot of different situations as far as my personal life is concerned. The new year had me thinking, like, I've been single, I'll say, 7+ years, okay? I don't claim nobody. Nobody's claimed me that I know of, okay? So, and it was just like, okay, I'm 30 years old, you know, let's try something new for 2011. Let's try to be more perceptive. Let's be more open. Let's get our mind, let's say, out the gutter, so to speak. And so that's what I was basically doing. I'm preparing myself, you know. And it's not like I haven't tried. You know, at one time, you know, people say, oh, you're single because I chose to be single. No, at first it started off like that, you know, I choose to be single. Then it just ended up as there's nobody there. You know, I mean, mentally, physically, you know, it was just nobody there, you know. And it was just like, okay, maybe I'm going about this wrong. Maybe it's me. Then you have a woman doubting her. Then you have a woman doubting herself, doubting her being and how she doing and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, I've been me for the last 30 years now. All the dudes that have come into my cipher as far as on some non-sexual and just some friendliness, they dig me, you know, they like me, you know. I try to keep it real. I go to different shows, I talk to different people, and, you know, I try to be as social as possible, and so, you know, they dig. They think I'm witty, think I'm funny. Oh, girl, you so silly, you know, and that's just me. That's just my personality. You know, at the same time, you know, I think I'm freely about sex. I feel like I keep it real, quote unquote. I feel like I can be a realist, you know. That's what the new website is going to have to be about. Like, you know, it's going to be called Belly Over Boobs Memoirs. So look out for that. But, you know, I put that out there. And I'm not a writer, so please excuse the spelling and all the other stuff in between.
Like I said, they're trying you some kind of way. They're trying. I think the guy was just doing that personally.
Then I feel even bad. That's even worse because now y'all just point. Now you just point me out. Okay, Green Beasley came into the chat room and just told me I need a man. Laugh out loud. Don't get with another person of the same sex, please. You can get some. There is someone for everybody, including you. You can talk a lot. Damn, take a breath. All right, Mr. Green. You're right. I am going to take a breath. I definitely want to share some more indie music for y'all. Like I said, I'm going to have to change this playlist around real quick because I do want to play some other tunes for you, which I will do. It's crazy. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. If you are listening to the show and you have not done it yet, please, by all means, click the like button, click the follow button, click the add me button, all of the above. You know, get the latest updates for me. Join our Facebook page. And basically, you can visit our website and get all the information. And then some at phonefantasyradio.com. And before we go into this last set, I want to just make one more announcement. Then I'm going to shut up. All right. Can y'all please, you know, if you can, please, just take a moment. Like I said, it'll take you about 3, 4, 5 minutes of your life. Go and basically show your love to Phone Fantasy Radio with a fantasy drop. You know, I enjoy hearing the fantasy drops. I had some, but I have to edit them, so I haven't really gotten to play them, and I think I deleted some of them because people leave their personal information, and that's a no-no. You can't do that. You can't leave your personal information there, sir. Ma'am, you can't leave your email. Please don't leave your email. Please don't leave your phone number because I'm not going to call you back. You don't have to do any of those things, but this is an awesome feature. It's called the Fantasy Drop Project. Call our hotbox, 347-855-7372, and basically leave a message. It starts off with 1, hey, how you doing? Include your name and your location. 2, plug in. If you're from a radio show, if you have a business, if you're an independent artist, or you're just a straight supporter, plug in what you represent. And then leave it with I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, the crush hearts. You know, show us that you love us. It's just that easy. 1, 2, 3. Once again, please speak clearly and no loud background noises. Make sure everything is turned down. And you can call from any telephone. Don't leave your phone number. Don't leave your email unless you're just trying to get in contact with me. 347-855-7372 is our voicemail box. So, go ahead.
I called that number today. It said this number is disconnected.
All right, I'll fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fix that.
Just a reminder, that's all. Just a reminder.
You already know that. I'll fix that. I got you. All right. Once again, the number is 347-855-7372. Do not get it confused with our live number. Our live number is something totally different. Our live number is 347-989-0767. Press the number 1. I'll let you on. And right now, 10:30. We got 30 minutes from left on the clock, and I'm about to go ahead and play this next song set for you. And then we'll just come back and end the show, all right? Sounds like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Here go Champ the Poet. Awesome piece. This is the right to remain black.
Oh.
Trying to rationalize the purpose of why I'm on this curve. Handcuffed without an answer. 6 o'clock has turned into 9 p.m. One officer, two officers, now three. For a traffic ticket that hasn't been written, trying to get an answer. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Start to check this brother with a bag. With a superior attitude without probable cause. My car being searched without permission. No drugs, no gun, just being black in the suburbs. No tint on the windows so you can see all my actions. Still in my uniform from my 9 to 5. They have guns all around me. Still no answer from the crooked officer or brother at that. Not that that should make this scene any better, but for the worst, it is one of my own kind. I see my idol thrown on the curb. Dog sniffling here, snickering. Another nigga will be off the streets tonight. I wanted to kick him in the bug, but I know that would truly be a probable cause. People driving by slowly, neighbors looking to say, I knew it was something about him. I keep my head up high. My mother not being allowed to come closer. She is in prayer across the street for her firstborn. My heart is now torn. I see my kids looking at their daddy. What have I done? This is my car. This is my block. But I guess not. So I wait still in my angry silence. These cuffs are burning my wrist. I have clenched my hands into a fist. Still, I've not been given a reason as to why. The tow truck comes and I see them in the huddle. Could it be a mistaken identity? Hell no. I'm mistaken for what he called me. A nigga. Have they planted evidence on me for some unknown purpose? Does the black man call to me to be met today? So I must be at peace with the situation. For I know the ending has just begun to start. Brothers walking by giving me that keep your head up nod. They know me around here. Never once but not paid my community dues. My kids cause havoc. This is tragic. All because I am black. They come to me and say we need to investigate further downtown. You are not under arrest, but for our protection, you must be detained. That is some reverse bullshit to me. Let me go, I proclaim. Have they given me an unforeseen reason to get hit in the rib cage with a nightstick? My heart pumping is trying to provoke me. Invoke me in the rap with God accepting it. My car sold and my mother's behind me. On my way downtown, I'm handcuffed and I'm embarrassed. Harassed and angry. This is just a puddle.
Drugs or weapons on you?
No. I didn't do nothing.
You think you talk?
know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never. You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never. Milwaukee County G, I ride for the DVD. Give you the all of me, give you the all of me. Through all the bad days, rust storms and bad weather, I'm out to get that cheddar, I'm out to get that cheddar. My life is critical, this is how it's gotta go. OW, get that dough, OW, get that dough. You see me right back in it, that's how I handle business. I crush the game, and then exceed to crush the limits. These other dudes ain't got no game plan. Me and my family crush all these amateurs, they just like some Sprite can. You'll never be my crew, kingpins of a different breed. Living, I'm chopped and screwed, that's what you best believe. I talk it cause I live it cause I talk it. One day in my shoes, man, you could never walk it. I'm in the threshold to be one of the greats. So make no mistake, they feel the hate on my paper chase. You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never. You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating it's never ever, playboy is now or never.
Started with nothing, but I had an eye for fancy things. In the hood, they stealing rhyme and a slang of fame. As a shorty, I seen them hustlers ride big wheels. Smoking kill in them streets, trying to make a meal. I'm good and grass, playing the journal, trying to make a dollar. Yeah, she didn't see me until I put up in the El Dorado. It's shining like a chandelier, not be jogging. Dropped from tight in 96, now I play a poppin'. They call me Young Twine, stepping down very young. In the pool at the strippers count plenty, huh? She said she love a player, I say she love my swag. 100 faces counted up, boss that's getting racked.
You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never. You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never. You know that big pimpin' is I could game, no lie, the swag so fly, just keep it D.I. I spit that game, man, these haters is lame. Why they sweatin' my jury, man, with ice on my pinky ring. Getting my business poppin', feel just like them suckers watching. The bass is steadily knocking, and them girls are still bobbin'. It's just like yesterday, flossing, throwing cash away. Stacking money day to day, cause it's the only way. You know I keep it cool, I'm making power moves. To win and never lose, I'm laughing at these dudes. It's a Milwaukee County thing, the pop trunk and change lane. Kingpin like everything, cause we just pimping, man. You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never. You know we hustle hard, representing, get that cheddar. Hating is never ever, playboy is now or never.
Because of you, I'm doing better, getting better, like I should be in the grave.
graver in that cage where I could see why people do me so wrong when I was there for them. Yeah, for them. My last I would give to them. But it's all cool, though. I'm living and learning. Striving and working hard till they close my curtain. Share my life.
I'm struggling and hustling. I'm trying to get
rep the
bubble like a rock star. But now the game is so lopsided, you can't feel niggas. It ain't real, it's about lives. It ain't about lives, it's surviving on the outside. What happened to that real? This Tokyo rich, over bricks, then he snitched on William Perry. Yeah. Sent me the bull, told him federal agents everywhere. Thing he knew now, all they wanna do is run and tell. Yeah. It's monkey see, monkey do, since Bush been elected. Morals have been neglected. As long as you got money, then you can get respected.
That's right.
I know the real rules, so I can't accept it.
Not me.
I live by the codes ever since the Twin Towers fell.
Yo.
New York's powers fell.
Yo.
It ain't hard to tell.
Yo.
I promise not to tell. Far as if 5 minutes, whole rap game goes. I'm trying to tell you, as far as artists spitting, I'm giving that real pain flow. And definitely as far as the street rules and codes in that game goes. I'm just saying, as far as I can see, man, everything has changed so. Can I say it's like the game just ain't the same for gangsters? We started the game, still no one thanks us. They giving the money and the fame to pranksters. Flames with the names of gangsters.
Unbelievable.
I'm dodging death, but my life is unweavable. I'm trying to stay focused. What the hell they want me to do? I'm on parole and I'm hungry. That skill is uneatable. I'm still feeling unbeatable. But the sky's so gray that a nigga can't see the blue. And since X and P the blue, I'm in the X trying to do like X and P would do. It ain't the same, they breaking the rules, man. It ain't the same, breaking the rules. Ever since Michael Jordan retired and John Gotti expired, it's like everybody is quiet. Listen up, as far as hip-hop and this whole rap game goes. I'm trying to tell you, as far as artists spitting and giving that real pain flow. And definitely as far as the street rules and codes in that game goes. I'm just saying, as far as I can see, man, everything has changed so. Man, these A&Rs today, they want ringtones, they don't want stars. They just want gimmicks, y'all, they don't want bars. The rap cat, a bunch of fat cats. That's why I give them close fit daps and that's that. Cause they just be acting like these street dudes. I call them window thugs.
Why?
Cause they so steep, too. Game has changed, it's all about a dance now. It's all about shake your ass, wave your hands now. And I'm the best. Rapper hands down. See, I done did it with the best. Why they acting like I can't now? I done shined on tracks with beans. Started from scratch. Acting demons. I'm a problem. They'll tell you they robbed him of his stardom. I swear to God, when Mike's on his gun with this hip-hop game, not a thing will ever be the same. Listen up, as far as hip-hop and this whole rap game goes. I'm trying to tell you, as far as artists spitting and giving that real pain flow. And definitely as far as the street rules and codes in that game goes. I'm just saying, as far as I can see, man, everything has changed so.
I'm gonna hustle and I'm
back on the show. Okay, see, I'm super serious, right? That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house. I finally made it. My grind got me on. Known for my hustle and my swag on the show. Right, no, I'm not too difficult. Rapper from the top. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house. I'm like Obama with a Trump. That's why I got with the president to come stop you. Hate a block of gold. I call him my E-chip. Throwing up the heat and shots. I'm throwing up E-chip. And they do the same show. But then they dancing with the stars. It's the hood. But they drop it low and suck you in the car. The first 48 don't pass. I'm home free. I learned how to pull a murder from my dog. It's all free. Been in the A for like a decade. It's like my second home. But you know, I rep the A-5 over system show. If I say you can't cap, it don't mean that I'm a hater. I just don't like you, Jesus. Not the fact you make your paper.
Come on, man.
Not a gas straight. These rappers are so fake. Avatars lie. And it blew up in their face. This is music like bedtime. I'm doing every day. This is just the first quarter, so I keep the game safe. Yeah, I finally made it. My grind got me on. No, for my hustle and my swag on the show.
Okay,
yeah, I'm super lyric, right? That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house. I finally made it. My grind got me on. No, for my hustle and my swag on the show.
Right,
no, I'm not too difficult. Rapper from the top. I'm a winner, don't get it, hey, who can bet the house? Yeah. Tossed it in the air, shawty scoop it off the ground. She can get his toe checked, it's my homegirl down. Shawty drink a little something, I smoke a little weed. I done drug her all night, she deserves something to eat.
Damn.
If this song never hits the radio, that's cool. I got a club for honey folk, I can bounce out pro tools. I'm an epic saga, why stop at chapter one? The monologue, set a cinema of me, I'm not done.
I'm not done.
I finally made it. I got me on.
Yeah.
No, for my hustle and my swag on the song.
Okay.
See, I'm super lyric, right? That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house. I finally made it.
Yeah.
My grind got me on.
Yeah.
No, for my hustle and my swag on the song.
Right.
No, I'm not too difficult.
Now,
rapper from the top. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. It's the last 8 minutes of the show. Now y'all see I done mellowed down, I done calmed down. We saw the that right there was a brand new world premiere of Blizzom, Bet the House. Like I said before, that right there is the theme song for Final Fantasy Radio and for 2011. It's like, go hard or go home. You know, you gotta put it all in, put it all online, and that's basically what we're gonna do in 2011. We're gonna bring y'all some awesomeness. Before that, you heard hot rapper called Masoon, Things Done Changed. Before that, Noonie Jr. from Noonie Jr. Live Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, his song with My Life. Before that, awesome person from the show, Old Dubby, with Now or Never 2, the remix. Hopefully he'll be coming back to the show soon. And we started off the segment with the champ, Champ the Poet, The Right to Remain Black, The Pullover. I want to thank everybody who checked us out, 601, Mr. Chris from Chris and Company, Dre, John, Insane Jermaine, and those that I have not seen, Deo out of Mississippi, and people that are just listening and showing us love and support in 2011. And I'm going to definitely do our show. Use the topic for tonight. We're going to do it on Tuesday. We're going to talk about who fault is it anyway when the sex is bad. Who to blame, the man or the woman? So that's going to be actually our show topic for next Tuesday. Thank you to everyone that just let me rant, so to speak, and just get it off my chest. I just had to speak on it and talk on it, and hopefully some men, you know, took it in stride. They take it as me man bashing, but took it as a lesson and maybe learn from what I've been ranting about for the last 2 hours. Hopefully that's what happens tonight, you know. I mean, I don't know how it is when you're approaching other women, but please note that when you're approaching La Crush Hearts, that don't impress me much. You know, I feel like Shania Twain up in this bitch. Listen, your dick size, your dick pictures, your you know, dick color, you're going to keep that to yourself. If you're trying to please me, quote-unquote, impress me, if you're trying to get on my good side, offer a bitch a dinner, a movie, something. Come on now. Y'all killing me softly. And then, you know, don't offer me sex. You get what I'm saying? Like Insane Jermaine said, let her offer it. You know, let her bring it up. You know, because then you know she's comfortable with it. Okay? Like I said, I'm a realist. I keep it real. You know, I'm very down to earth with it. But I'm no longer, and I don't want this. I really don't. I don't want that kind of attention. You know what I mean? Where you just straight disrespecting my character, disrespecting me as a person, as a human being, as an adult, as a woman, as a super fluffy flirt. Like, what makes you, you know what I mean? Like, I dare you, basically. Like, who the fuck are you? And then that's how I really, 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 truly feel. If I can't get I can't do that. This is it. This is everything on the table. That don't impress me much. You want to impress me, wine and dime me. Take me to the Michael Jordan Steakhouse and spend $50 on a plate on a steak for me. You know, that's going to impress me. And I'm not just saying all money. You know, say, oh, La Crush, you know what? Such and such is coming to town. Let's go to this play. Let's go to this concert. Let's go to this, you know, or let's do something. You know, let's meet up. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know what, La Crush, I'm going to co-host your show with you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I mean, you know, here go $20 for your show. Something like, you know, you're going to impress me. And if you're gonna, please me, and so you claim, you get what I'm saying, you want to get on my good side, then you need to come with something different. That's all I'm saying. Come with something different. Add a little finesse to it. You know, be creative. Even if it is just about sex, I mean, there's still a way to come about it as being finesse, creative, and everybody feel good about the situation. You know, and that's like, that's one of my rules. I explained no bad sex for 2011. So on that note, you're going to have to bring something other to the table than your fucking dried up nutsack and your little penis. That's for everybody. on that note, I want to once again thank everybody that came out, showed love, called up. I want to thank all the people that I've played tonight that just made the playlist so awesome and just so real. And it was just really on point. I really digged it. I don't know about y'all, but I digged it. Eric Moore, Mike Mack, Chanel CC, G-Mo, Betsy Hughes, the hit writer, Sugar Brown, Fresh, Top Notch, Jamie Bond, Young Duke, Kuwait, Jeezy, Don C. Oh, big shout out to Kuwait, the Gingerbread Man, Champ the Poet, excuse me, Old W, Noonan Jr., Masoon, and definitely Blizzum. Angeline, I played her, right? Yeah, I played some Angeline, yeah. I think I started off the show with Angeline. Did I play Angeline? You ain't nothing, but I gotta check the archive for them, so. However, once again, much love to everybody. Next Tuesday is where to be, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Remember, we start a new segment, the Fantasy Drops, 347-855-7372. Go do that as soon as we finish, if you can. Go do that. Shout out to Janelle Black for donating to Phone Fantasy Radio. And shout out to Supreme Diva. Shout out to Norma Stitz, Esther Mogul. Just awesomeness, man. Awesomeness. So that's how we're going to end the show right now. I guess I could play one last song, if you will. I'll try to find something. Here goes some Sean Bay, the poet, with Dime Piece.
What a dame. She seemed to walk on the wind as she entered the room, sophisticated. She moved like the notes of a smooth jazz tune. Her hair dripped beauty, accenting her well-defined collarbone. The scent of her, jasmine, was just enough to make any man leave home. I whispered in the hopes that she would hear me summoning her presence. Miraculously, as if she did, her stallions cowered her forward in an instant. With her hazel diamond eyes, she pierced my soul. As she sat, I prepared for what I hoped would unfold. Sipping on herbal essence as I was luxurious in her universe. In lyrical seduction, we excitedly conversed. Like the honey that poured from her lips, she said, "Excuse me," as she reached inside her Prada purse. And like a gentleman, I accepted as if it was rehearsed. She glanced at me once more with a smile that brags. As she withdrew a cigarette, I returned the smile as she so elegantly lit and took her first drag. In my mind, I thought, "Damn, Shambay, it's her breath you will regret."